You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell, and I just want to say, for good luck, happy Taco Tuesday. Just putting it out there because I'll tell you why in about 2 seconds, right?
And welcome, everyone. This is Joseph Grassa.
And go ETH.
Go ETH.
Go ETH. Okay. If you all listen to us, which I assume that you did, because after the show, ETH just ran like crazy, and we're up 65% in 2 weeks.
Let's go, everyone.
Let's go. Let's go. Listen. I told you ETH was way undervalued, and ETH ran. We're up 65%. So it hit a 38.61 this week, right? 2 weeks ago when we told you about ETH being undervalued, it was at, what was it, 23.50?
23.50, yeah.
23.50. And then after the show, 2 weeks ago on LA Talk, ETH went up 20% the next week. Last week, we told you it was undervalued. It went up an additional, I have to calculate out what was last week to this week. But, well, if it went up 20%, we went up like to 2,800, I think, last week, right? What was last Tuesday?
2,800. We're up about another 35%.
Right. So, but for over 2 weeks, we're up 65%. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. Past performance doesn't indicate future results, but we've been saying what we have our optimistic on, and it's been hitting to a T for the last 18 months. Every single time we're saying that what target dates, like we predicted that ETH and crypto and the financial markets would make a comeback after May 5th. We predicted this back in February, March, and on May 8th to the date, the financial markets rebounded. To the date. Okay, not financial advice, do your own research, but hey. And I have another couple of goodies for you all. So like listen in closely because I have some good goodies. We'll put it that way. I have some great news, some goodies, and some like underperformers that you could benefit from. And if not, you learn how to invest, right? The goal is to learn how to invest. The goal is to watch trends, see what happens, why they happen. That's what we explain to you, why the market does what it does. And if you understand the emotion and you understand charts, you understand range trading and why it's doing what it's doing and what is going to spur it, you can predict usually, right? We're in the age of technology. We're in the age of internet. We're in the age of executing within milliseconds if you have the right tools. And so this was spurs the market. In the crypto markets, we trade 24 hours a day. In the financial markets, in stocks, bonds, options, and futures, they're on whatever country it's on, so like 6 to 2 p.m. But on crypto markets, it's trading all international markets all day, all night, right? So we have some goodies.
Oh.
I am traveling, so at that key moment when I give you like a goodie, my Wi-Fi will probably cut out. So just all be warned. And again, I'm looking at beautiful blue water and palm trees, my incentive to work from 6 a.m. to midnight every day. But hey, here we are. Here we are because it's like the exciting times of what's going on in the world right now. At exciting times in technology, in crypto, in finance, in investing. Like, it's the exciting times. And if you look at from a different perspective, if you're not stuck in your bubble and you're able to expand outside of your bubble, you'll see this also, right? If you're like stuck at home and listen to the news and listen to your friends complain and you don't get outside and go experience new people, new things, new adventures, and you just listen to the same thing over and over again, you're not going to find these opportunities or find this joy or go touch grass, we call it, right? So it's funny, I've seen touch grass is everywhere now. Like it started out in crypto and Web3. touch grass meant that like we all are usually on our computers all day long. We're on the Wi-Fi all day long. We're on the internet. We're on our cell phones. Like we don't lift our heads up to see the world around us because we can work from our laptop or our cell phone, right? So the thing is like we call it touch grass, which meant like go out and experience the world and go touch the real grass. Or touch water or touch snow. Well, we're not snow right now. It's summertime, but there might be snow somewhere in the world. But like go experience life. And I'm seeing the word go touch grass like in memes in regular culture now. It's not just in Web3, which is funny. I'm like, wait a minute. They're saying go touch grass. That's like our saying. What are you
saying? Wait, we started that.
No. Well, Web3, yeah. So like, but we say like, go touch water. So people are saying touch water now. So like, yes, go touch water. Go live your life. Go have fun. Go expand your boundaries. But we have some goodies that we're going to talk about. Like, I'm super excited, if you cannot tell. Very excited. Like we, every day we're like, go ETH. Like we go look. So ETH is Ethereum for all of you who are first time listeners, maybe, or if you haven't heard our show before, we're here to teach you how to invest, how smart, how to use systems and strategy, how to use tools, how to expand your knowledge, try new things, go a step outside of your comfort zone, follow your passions, do what you love to do. And in the interim, we're teaching you the how, when, why, and what of all of these things so that you can understand it better. Because I think if somebody just goes and say, hey, go do this, you're like, well, why should I do that? I don't know how to do that. What would I do? Where would I do it? When would I do it? Right. So we're here to like expand your mind and give you that knowledge and help you understand it. Because if you understand things, you can appreciate it more and then make an informed decision. If like, yes, that sounds interesting, I want to try it. Or no, you know, let me pass on that. Let me try something else. But as long as you're inspired to go out and do something, that is the thing. Don't stay inside your bubble. Go experience life. You only have one life. At the end of everyone's life, the things that they say that they wish that they have done was they didn't wish that they necessarily worked more unless they had a passion for what they're doing. But they wish that they either tried things out, said no to things that they should have said no to, yes to the things that they should have said yes to, tried more things, were more adventurous, traveled, and spent time with their family and friends. So hopefully like our goal is to give you these opportunities or expose you to new ideas and new things so that you can do that. So at the end, when you're sitting in that rocking chair, you're sitting in that last, you know, moments in your bed, you're not regretting your whole entire life. You went out and you found your passion. You experienced joy. You built up new friends. You saw new adventures. You saw the world. You got to do things that you love to do. And we're trying to provide those opportunities right now so that you can take that step. And like, even if it's touching the toe in the water and touching water that way, taking that baby step and investing only $10, your coffee money, not throwing your mortgage, your pizza money, like something that would have been loose change in the drawer. Everybody has that drawer, right? Y'all have that drawer. Everybody has that. I bet you all know where that drawer is in your house too. You probably know where that drawer is in your friend's house. You probably know where that drawer is in your parents' house, right? Or your grandparents' house. Everybody has that drawer, the drawer with all the knickknacks and the loose change and the God knows what's in there anymore. Like, like the ticket that they had from like a baseball game that they won to in like 1800s. No, I'm just kidding. But everybody has that drawer. So we're saying like, take all the loose change out of that drawer and invest that like loose change and try it out. And if you did, and you invested in ETH, you would be up 65% today in 2 weeks.
Let's go ETH.
Go ETH. Go ETH. No, I'm super excited. Huh?
We're the official cheerleaders of ETH.
Well, we're the official cheerleaders of like investing and taking care of yourself and trying new things, right? But go ETH. ETH is just tied to so many things. Like ETH has, so Bitcoin is kind of like considered the blue chip of crypto. It's like one of the first ones. It's the stable. It's what everybody knows about. When they hear about crypto, they think of Bitcoin. So it's like the heavy mover, right? It's like the It's like the heavy, right?
Yeah.
ETH is like the lightweight where it can bounce around and do what it wants to do and like work with devs and do contracts and go up and down and create meme coins off of it. And like ETH has so many different types of capabilities on its contract, and it has so much more potential because it was written after Bitcoin. So it has an evolved version of cryptocurrency, but it's also so undervalued. It's still only like, we're only at what, 3750 right now?
3720 right now, yeah.
Okay, but when it hit its all-time high, and I actually looked up its all-time high, I think it was over 4,800. So we still have,
oh my gosh,
1,600 more to move. We have another 50% to move just to catch the all-time high. So that's still undervalued, y'all. Still undervalued, everyone. I still see a lot of potential. The Fed is meeting the end of this month. So as I said before, number one key thing, 2 weeks before the Fed meets, we have movements in the market. So last week, the 14th, the 15th was 2 weeks before the Fed moves. We had movement in the market up 35% this week.
Oh, yeah. Right?
So that's like our key thing. And we told y'all this one 2 months ago. Every single time the Fed meets, we always say 2 weeks before the Fed meets, the markets move. There we go. It's intertwinable.
It's 2 weeks, even,
yeah. And so like they're optimistic, even if rates stay flat, that's still optimism because we anticipate a rate cut at least by September. So we're still optimistic. Okay. So before we get into that whole entire spiel, let me take a sip of water and a breath. Joseph will entertain you for a minute, but I have another really big kind of announcement and big opportunity. Again, do your research, not financial advice, but water.
It's a water break time.
Water break.
But oh my gosh, I know last week we talked about lots of things happening in the market and a lot of big news coming out. But in the past few days, oh my gosh, more and more and more big investors, big firms are buying ETH. And they're listening to us. We know it. They're buying ETH. They're placing their holdings in ETH. They're listening to us. So we have the attention of all the big players. Everybody knows ETH is super undervalued. This is not financial advice. Do your own research. But we see it. They see it. They know. They definitely have their analysts on it. We talk about it. They're on it. And every time after we speak, it moves. So if these big players are investing $200-300 million, Trump invested $1.2 billion. We know that it's undervalued. We know
that was
what's
only
coming
in the last 7 days. That was only
exactly
in the last couple of days.
The news came out yesterday for Trump investing $1.2 billion. That was yesterday's news. That news.
So what do you think that means with policy? We just had a big week on policy last week, too. We talked about it last Tuesday, saying that there were three things that were going favorable towards crypto and policy, and I believe they all passed.
I think they did.
Yeah.
We wouldn't see this crazy movement if they all didn't pass.
So we have another goodie. Again, ooh, this is do your own research, not financial advice, but we want to give you another goodie. So we have a token. It's called AI Signal, which has the trading bots on it. So it has a utility, it's called, where it has an AI bot that the algo's been built out for over 3 years, and we've talked about it before. We have 2 years of data on AI Signal. 2 years of data, right? Over 400 million points of data, trained on 36.5 million tokens on the first MC. We have all the data back to, I believe, May 2023, right? Okay, yeah, so we have all of this data. We use 85 different indicators and variables, screen down the tokens out of 25,000 to 50,000 that launch a day down to the 100 to 200 top tokens. We use this on AI Signal. So if you're trading in meme coins right now, there's no source that you can find for Ethereum or for Base on the top tokens, or even like screening down 50,000 tokens. You'd have to search for 50,000 tokens and watch charts all day and then pick the tokens just to find the top ones. Well, we have a screening process that we combine with AI that's been, the algo's been built out for over 3 years now. We have 400 million points of data that screens it down to the top 100 to 200 off of these 85 different indicators and variables combined with AI, and then finds the highest potential ROI with the lowest entry price, right? And it's the utility that's attached, so it's finding these meme coins. Well, this stream is going to be fed onto Dragon. So you're going to see it in real time web where you can see these tokens being displayed. You'll get all the analytics in the full chart. And it's coming from AI signal on this proprietary information. It's predictive analysis. It's not reactive. It's predictive. So it's based off of all of the data and finding predictive. Well, because we have all this data, we're able now to even screen it down another layer. And the other layer is able to read contracts. And since you're a human, you can't read 50,000 contracts in a 24-hour period. So our bots screen all of the tokens and then read the top 100 to 200 contracts in Dragon and screen it down again to the top 50 to 100. And it looks for safe tokens. Every now and then, one may squirm through, but the odds are that you're going to get the highest probability. So again, do your research, not financial advice. We're just going off of backtests, data, historical, and information. It's tied to our AI signal bots. And our website is AISignalBot.xyz. Again, it's AISignalBot. B-O-T, B as in boy, O-T, dot X-Y-Z. So AI signal bot dot X-Y-Z. On there, you'll see a link to buy the token that's attached to it. The token launched December 2023. And if you're holding 5.1 million or greater, you get access to this bot. You get access to this feed through Telegram, and it gives you the top 100 to 200 tokens on the entry channel. I'm sorry, on the first MC channel. It gives you a high probability on the tokens that are still running and are still active. It gives you exit signals and tells you when a token's probably going to turn red so you know when to exit. But it's also the proprietary information that's going to be streamed into Dragon down to the 50 to 100. Now, AI Signal is a token, so it's a tokenized asset. You can buy the token. The token is undervalued also because we haven't been talking about it. We've been in stealth mode on our proprietary information. We haven't talked about all the updates and the upgrades that we've done on the APIs and the screening process. Only our holders know about it, but now we're telling everybody in the public. Our AI Signal token hit an all-time high of 2 million. We have gone up over 200%. So we did a 2X just in the last 2 weeks on our token. So if you bought AI Signal token 2 weeks ago and you invested $1,000, you would be at $2,000 today on your value. If you bought $10,000 2 weeks ago, you'd be at $20,000 value today on your your token. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. If you bought $1,000 of ETH, you would have been up to $1,650 2 weeks ago, right? If you bought $1,000 of ETH 2 weeks ago and you invested in ETH, you would be at $1,650 today, up 65%. If you bought AI Signal 2 weeks ago, $1,000, you would be at $2,000 today. Plus, you would have the utility on top of it. And the value is in ETH. So you're investing in ETH by investing in the meme coin, but you're also investing in the token and gaining access to the utility that's going to be part of Dragon that's been built out for over 3 years. We've upped our API. We've increased our data on it. We now have a more thorough screening process, and it's going to be one of the feeds into Dragon. So again, not financial advice, do your own research, but if it hits its all-time high from where it's at right now, it has the potential to go up 400 more percent. So another $1,000 investment today has the potential to go to $4,000. Again, I'm not saying it's going to, it has that potential. We just give you goodies and optimism on what we think is a good deal. But not only that, but it's also, you get the utility. You get to try out the bots. So go onto the website, aisignalbot.xyz, and try out the token. You can buy the token direct. You can go into Uniswap and buy it. You can go to MetaMask and buy it. Or you can send a message to us, and then we can give you OTC on it. You can buy it also. But we're undervalued right now also. We're one of the undervalues, and we've doubled in the price just in the last 2 weeks on AI Signal. So again, and then there's also a big perk that's coming out if you hold AI Signal when Dragon's released. Ooh. We have a bonus that's coming out on that that we haven't talked about yet. So wink, wink, nudge, nudge. This is a hint that the more AI Signal that you hold, the better position you are in Dragon, because you're going to get even more bonuses and perks. But that's coming out. I'm just giving you like this little tidbit of information right now. But that's another one that's undervalued right now. And you can buy AI Signal on MetaMask, on Uniswap, on DEX. You can buy it anywhere as long as meme coins are there. You can actually see AI Signal on Coinbase. Like if you search for AI Sig, it's AISIG. That's the ticker. You can see it on Coinbase. You can't buy it directly through Coinbase right now, but you can see the ticker on there. So that's my little like splurge. We haven't been talking about it much because we've been working stealth and building up the APIs and working on the data and combining the AI and like having the predictive analysis and screening down even like another layer. So here we go. Go ETH,
here we go
ASIC.
Let's go.
I have another goodie that I'm going to tell you at the end about Dragon. So I just want to like get out there that part of it, but we're very excited.
I'm super excited. We've been working so hard on it.
Right. So when you see what we have and you get to try out the bots, then you'll understand, like you'll see, because it's not just like you just buy a token, like a meme coin, and you hold it. You actually get to try out the utility. You get to try out the AI. And we were one of the first AI signals that are predictive, built out over 3 years ago, because I got into AI like in 2019. Like, what the heck? See, I'm time traveling right now. I mean, like, what was his name? Ada Lovelace.
Ada Lovelace.
Was in 1800s, and she was one of the first computers. Right. So, I mean, AI has been around for a bit. It just isn't like as great as it is today. But hey. So, So since 2019, I got into AI. So, and I'm a data nerd. I love data. So having all this data, we're just like super excited. And now you get to try it out and see what we've been talking about. But holding 5.1 mil, it's at a discount right now. And it doubled in the price just in the last 2 weeks. It has potential to... If it hits its all-time high, it's potential to go 400% right now. So it's undervalued also. Like we said, ETH has been undervalued. This is undervalued too. So that's what I just want to say. I'm really excited. Go ETH, go ASIC.
Let's go.
Go, go, go. So it's been an exciting week or two so far. We have like a lot going on in the markets. We have a lot going on in AI. We have a lot going on that we've been working on hard. And then at the end, I'll talk about Dragon and I'll tell you our bonus on Dragon. You don't want to miss on the bonus on Dragon because we have an extra perk that we're doing too on that one. It's like a big perk. So,
yes.
So if you're tied in with ASIC and you have Dragon, you're going to have like double perks. So you have like great perks. And the goal is like to trade with little money, $10, to invest $10, learn and then grow and be better at what you do. Right. Okay. So,
Always. So
let's get off that topic, but I'm really excited. Let's go on. Like after that, like where else can you take the show? But
I don't know. We can't.
We've been traveling. I've been traveling a lot too. So I was in the Caribbean for 6 weeks, and if you see some of our beautiful ads that are coming out, our branding ads and stuff, we're showing that you can trade from anywhere on Dragon. So I was in the Bahamas for 2 weeks. I was in Aruba for 2 weeks, and then St. Martin for the last 2 weeks. So you see the beautiful blue water, the palm trees, using Wi-Fi on an airplane. Like you can trade from anywhere in the world. But we also have like the Fly It bot. So I was on my algo that finds the lowest air anywhere. And I did first class for like $200. from my like Miami to the Bahamas. I did from Las Vegas to Miami for like $200 first class. So we're able to find that because we use AI and we have AI bots too. And that one's called the Flyit bot. And I'll talk about that one on another episode, but then you can get the lowest air too. So, but I've been traveling a lot. And if my Wi-Fi cuts out right about now, it's usually that time that it cuts out. Joseph
I'm
will
kind of
take
just waiting.
over
I'm
on the
kind of just waiting
story.
for it to happen.
Right.
But
But the
oh my
other
God.
thing that I've been doing, so I want to give a shout out. I was supposed to do it last week too, because I travel a lot and I go to some of my most familiar places because I adore the people. Like, travel is a lot about where you go and the people that are there. Not only like the beautiful surroundings, but the culture, right? The type of people make your experience even better. And if you have a great experience, like when you go to check in, or the people recognize you, or the people that are traveling too, you know, that are there on vacation, they're happy usually, right? So like
Usually.
that makes your experience even better. So I want to give a shout out. I can't talk. And I was supposed to do this last week, so forgive me for not doing it last week. We were just so excited about ETH last week that that's all we talked about. But give a shout out. Like, if you ever go into Vegas, I was in Vegas 2 weeks ago when I came back. And I have a VIP that I check in, and it's for like Diamond and Seven Stars. They get to check in a VIP. So I get to check in a VIP. I get comp rooms all the time. That's why I go there, number one. It's Caesars Properties. On the VIP, I go to Paris, Paris, and I go to Harrah's, Harrah's. And they always like upgrade me on suites. They put me in like the best views. They know that Sphere is the thing that I love to see. It inspires me. It makes me work harder. Seeing the beautiful view out the window. So I see the sphere and I see the roller thing out my window. But the VIP, the women in the check-in, this is a shout out to you because you guys are amazing. I adore all of you. You're always so friendly and so helpful. And like the VIP properties and on Caesars properties, they're just like the best ever. And that's where I always go when I travel because I always get comps, I get rooms. They always take care of me. They always have a smile on their face. They're always excited no matter what somebody says. Like, if somebody's in line, they always take care of them. So it's a shout out to all of you. Like, thank you for those people who make traveling experiences wonderful because that's why people want to travel. You know, that's what makes somebody want to go places is the people that take care of you, right?
Right. I
So.
like everywhere you go, you want to be surrounded by happy people, smiles, friendly faces, someone holding the door for you, creating those great experiences that you'll never forget. Because experience is the only thing that you're going to take with you at the end of the day. And the one thing that we like to say is the more experiences you have, the more wisdom you have, right? The more value you can share and wisdom you can share with all your friends, your family, the people you meet, and share those experiences and talk about them. Because that's what everybody wants to do. They want to create those experiences and share them with everybody because not everyone
Right.
can do it, right?
And then, so you want a good experience, and most people only get 1 or 2 weeks of vacation a year. If they're going somewhere, they want to be treated good, and they just take care of everybody, you know, no matter what the circumstances. They always have a smile on their face. They're always happy, and it makes your stay even better. So, a big shout out. Like, and I'm noticing so many more people are traveling right now. Like, after COVID, I finally got to escape, I guess the word is. Like, when COVID happened, it was so hard because I did 28 countries in 2.5 years right up till COVID happened. And I had 7 trips booked on the year of COVID that I had to cancel all of them. I was supposed to go to Australia, Fiji, Hawaii, Greece, Italy. What was the other one? I had all these trips booked. I mean, I had the air booked, I had the hotels booked. I had travel insurance, but I had all of these booked and all of them got canceled. And so when I finally was able to escape again, I guess the word is, wasn't until May 2021. And the restrictions were really tight because, like, I had to have a test like every 3 days. I had to have a test within 24 hours of getting on the plane, had to wear a mask. I mean, just to be safe, I understand. But I finally got to escape and I went to the Caribbean. And when I went there, it was just there was barely anybody there. I was like, I went to the Bahamas, was one of the islands I went to when I finally got to escape. It was like the end of May 2021. The first time the ferries ran, it was the first time the cruise ship started again. It was the first time that they let people back into the islands. And I was one of the first ones in. And I remember like it was just deserted. They had a hurricane had hit like 2019, so it had affected the island. And then 2020, COVID hit, so nobody could work, nobody could fix things. And when I went in, there was barely any people in the Bahamas. But you know, like there was all the people that were working there. There was a shuttle service that normally took care of everybody on the island, but I was one of the only people on the island because nobody was brave enough, I guess, to explore yet. And I just wanted to go travel. And they took care of me too. It was a shuttle service that normally they like have, you know, like 10 to 20 people on those limo buses that they take people around. Like you get a pickup and a drop off, and then you book it for the whole week. Well, since there was nobody on the island, it was almost like I had a private car for the whole entire week. And it only cost me like $55 for the whole week because normally they book it for
What?
everybody, right? And it was great, but there was barely anybody on the island. But even since there was barely anyone on the island, everyone who was working, they were happy to be back in action again. They were happy to help people out. Like the beaches were deserted. There was nobody on the beaches. I still went to the restaurant. There's probably like three people in the restaurant. They still prepared like beautiful food and great drinks, and the staff was happy and smiling, and everybody was taking care of you, but there was barely anybody there. So, and now when I travel, because I've been traveling consistently since, when you travel now, like there's so many people. Like the beaches are just packed. You have to like almost. You have to wake up at 6 a.m. to go down to the beach to go get a beach chair. Like that's what everybody has to do, and like reserve their beach chair, and then they have to camp it all day on the beach because there's so many people. But the benefit with me is I wake up at 6 a.m. and work instead. And every now and then I'll like save a chair if we take a little break or something. But I go down the beach at like 2, 3 p.m. when everybody's gone back in for the day. And I get to go at the end of my work day and work from the beach. And so I show up at the beach at like 3 p.m., 4 p.m. before the sun's going down in the Caribbean. And then, like, there's nobody left on the beach anymore. They're all back in, taking a shower, taking a nap, getting ready for the night. And then that's when I go to the beach. But it's like there's so many more people that are traveling now, which is great. I love to see that people are enjoying themselves and having fun and exploring the world and like going out and doing it, but there's so many more people comparatively to how it was 4 years ago. And I can't believe that like COVID was 5 years ago.
It
Like
doesn't feel, oh.
it's just like life has changed so much so drastically. Like we had to go through that experience, but most people, because of that experience too, kind of got a little bit lethargic, you know? They like got used to staying inside. They got used to, you know, ordering food. They got used to ordering groceries. They got used to, you know, like not going out and mingling anymore, you
Yeah,
know,
everyone stay inside.
not being sociable anymore. You know, we all got a little bit socially awkward for a while. Yeah. Like,
Me
how do you say, it's like
included.
when you walk down the street, like, how do you say hi to somebody again? You know,
How do we start a conversation?
right? Like they can actually see my mouth again and you know see if I'm smiling or not, which I am. But you know, so but now like more people are out and they're kind of being adventurous again, and I love it. They're doing it, you know. Before they're just putting on hold, maybe I'll go out, but I've seen so many more people travel and so many more people like on the streets and in the stores, and the grocery stores are full again. There's people there. So, I mean, it's great,
It's
you know?
amazing. I like
Yeah.
even now when I go out, I see a lot of people. And usually, like I remember during COVID, you'd go out and you'd even just like on a like you'd go out to, like I remember Costco or something like that, and you'd go get groceries. There was nobody there. Nobody. It was empty. You go now, right, and it's packed. You can use a line to get in.
Right? Like, it's a line so out nice. The door down the street just to go to the grocery store. Yeah. I mean,
some
it's good.
Say it's bad, but
we know,
I don't
know
mind
that
it.
There's we know that there's people in the world again, but yeah. So when I got to go to St. Martin again. And the last time I went to St. Martin was during COVID, and there was barely anybody there. And I got spoiled when I went. I got like one of the penthouses that had the full ocean view of everything. So when I went this time, I'm like, oh, I expect that to happen again. Nope. the whole place was full. And I'm like, but I still got an ocean view. And then I stayed an extra week and then got the ocean front again. Like, the staff was wonderful for that. So I got the ocean front again, and y'all will see pictures of it, but it's a beautiful view from the balcony. You can see like the whole entire, like St. Martin on the bay. You can see the whole entire like ocean, plus the cruise ships out and all the umbrellas. It's beautiful. Like, I think St. Martin's like one of the, probably pronouncing it incorrectly, because there's a French side and then there's a Netherlands side, like the Dutch side. And so they have like the euros on the French side, and then they have the currency in USD over on the side I stayed on. But like, you could see the whole entire ocean. It has the most beautiful water, white sand beaches, blue umbrellas down. Like, it's just picture postcard perfect. You take a picture of it and people thought it was like a fake picture, an AI picture, because it looks so fake. It's so beautiful. And then you could see the cruise ships come in. So the cruise ships would come in a couple days out of the week. And so you can see them out in the harbor, like out there anchored out. And then they bring like little boats in and stuff. But,
oh, And I thought that I'm included in the thinking it was an AI. I thought when you sent me that first picture, I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, it's so perfect. It's like beautiful. And you can see the layers of water. You can see the aqua turn to a deep blue based on how deep the water is from up on the balcony. And then you can see the whole entire span and all the beautiful umbrellas below. They're all like cute little blue umbrellas. So it looks picture card, like, what is it? Picture postcard perfect. I'm doing all these tongue twisters lately. Like, what am I doing? But it was so much fun. And then I walked to the grocery store, which was like a mile and a half away, and walked back from the grocery store with like 50 pounds of groceries and like 2 jugs of gallons of water. Cause like, you have to drink fresh water there. You can't drink out of the tap. In Aruba, you can drink out of the tap. At least they say you can. So I drank out of the tap in Aruba. But in the Bahamas and in St. Martin, you have to use bottled water. So I had to carry water back from the grocery store. It was like 85 degrees of humidity. And I'm like walking back carrying groceries on my cell phone before it got dark, because it gets dark at 6:30 p.m. out in the Caribbean. But it was wonderful. I got so much work done. Like, when you're inspired and you're in a beautiful place, it's amazing like how quickly time flies and how fast you go through work and how much you get done, because you're inspired to like go out and get the beach before it turns dark. You're like, okay, let's get all this stuff done. It's going to be dark at 6 o'clock and I have to go sit on the beach at 4 p.m. And I start at 6 a.m. and like work till 4 p.m. and go sit on the beach for an hour. Yeah.
And you know what? The people you surround yourself feel it too. When Elizabeth was there and she was on the beach and we were getting work done, my day felt better. It felt faster. We got so much stuff done that literally my days felt like I was in the Caribbean too.
Right. And we did LA talk from all of them. Like, y'all didn't know, because I never say what location I'm at while I'm at that location, but I was in the Caribbean from the end of May until like July 15th. We were doing live broadcasting from the Caribbean and trading from the Caribbean. I was trading from the Caribbean and doing live broadcasts from there for like 6 weeks. So, and I got like Aruba, I got $350 a week, one bedroom ocean view with a pool view. In the Bahamas, I got Atlantis comped. Like, Atlantis is a beautiful, beautiful property. So I got to stay there. Like, it's one of my favorite properties in the Bahamas. I went there last year and then went there this year too, but I get it comped. I get it. Like, the nights are free for me. That's what comps are. And so And they extended my stay too, so they were wonderful on that. And I got a beautiful balcony view of the ocean, the whole entire property. You could see the sharks down below, the manta rays down below, and all their like tide pools that they have.
The swordfish.
So swordfish. Yeah. They're the saw sharks, and
Saw
we're calling her wrong
shark.
now. So they're saw sharks, but as a joke, we posted it on our YouTube to try and get what's the word called?
Engagement.
Yeah, engagement. So we got tons of comments correcting us, saying that they're saw sharks. So we know they're saw sharks, but it was funny. Yeah, and so like if you look at some of our ads that are coming out, it's all of me getting content from all over the world. So you'll see it. You'll see Atlantis, and you'll see Aruba and St. Martin and Vegas and all these locations that I get to travel. And my AI bots find like the lowest air, the lowest travel. So you all get to see the beautiful places in the world. And I get to work from these beautiful places in the world, and share it with everybody else. But yeah, it was beautiful. It was amazing. But I was on that Italian kick though, which is kind of
Oh
funny.
yes.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
it was you, my influence. You guys were having Italian food, and I was craving Italian food. I'm in the Caribbean craving Italian food. Like, what is up with that? When you're in the Caribbean, you're supposed to be eating Caribbean food, but I was craving Italian food. I had pizza like 3 times, and I barely ever eat pizza. I had pizza 3 times out of 6 weeks. Like the main meat too out there is mainly like pork and then some chicken, but beef is really expensive out in the Caribbean. Because like, where are you going to raise cows on an island, right?
You can't.
So beef is really expensive. So when I got back from the Caribbean, I was craving red meat so bad. I had steak 6 nights in a row. Like 6 nights in a row. When I got back, I had some form of steak because I have not been able to eat steak when I was out there. I was eating a lot of soup, a lot of Italian food, a lot of pork and Caribbean food and like light food. And I got back and I had steak 6 nights. And my body's just like, what are you doing? Where did this come from? You were on like this light diet and all of a sudden you're eating steak. So it was fun though. But steak and Mexican food, that was like my biggest thing. So now I'm back to cottage cheese and silver cheese and lots of water. Yeah. I'm like, now I
It's
have to
a
eat
good
light
diet.
again. My body's like, thank you for the red meat, but let's cut it now.
Let's cut it back a little bit. Once a week now is good.
Yeah. The adventures of Ace, the adventures of Elizabeth, traveling the world and her foods and journeys of her beautiful beaches that I get to see.
Yes, and you guys will get to experience it too when you see our ads. Oh
You
my
see the
God,
ads.
you'll see
Yeah, you see the
every
ads.
single location, and they are beautiful. They're stunning.
Yes, you'll see the ads if you go. Okay. So we'll go into that now since we're down to the end. We have
Yes.
some good news, great news, great news, great news. So you get to go see our ads. You'll see them posting. You'll probably see them on like Instagram. We have them running. We have them running on YouTube, Google Ads, TikTok. Where else? X. We have a lot of.
X.
We have a lot of Dragon Pro ads. We have a lot of AI ones, but we also have real life ones from all over the world trading on Dragon Pro. And so we're running a special, a bonus, a perk right now. So if you listen to the end of this, you get this news. Okay, so this is our holders have an exclusive bonus that they get already. This is for people who are new that haven't signed up with Dragon Pro, who aren't on AI Signal yet, who aren't on AI Base yet. We have an extra bonus today, 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 today. So if you hear this, the first 1,000 people that listen to this from here's the countdown, we're starting the clock, that sign
Mark
up on
this.
Dragon Pro. So the website to go sign up is dragonpro.app, dragonpro.app. If you go onto dragonpro.app, you can sign up with a social. You can sign up with X, Google, Gmail, any of your email accounts. You can sign up today. No credit card, no cash needed to sign up. All you do is sign up with one of your socials right now, and you're one of the first ones in. You're going to get a code. Okay. When you sign up today, the first 1,000 people who hear this get this offer. We're going to give the first month free on our basic plan. You don't need a credit card to sign up, nothing like that. You don't need to pay in advance. You don't need to pay for the second month or anything else. You get the first month free guaranteed on the basic and or on our elite, which is the $199. So you're going to get the first month free on $199. Okay. We have a third one that is very expensive normally, but because it gives you all, gives you the feed, it gives you the auto trader, the feed, it gives you the subscriptions, it gives you the analytics, everything like on the, on your channel, you're able to buy and sell with auto trader. We have a Genesis that goes for $6,000 a month, right? So if you sign up for that one, you're going to get half off the first month. The other two, you, if you sign up, you get it for free. So it's free for basic, free for elite, the $199 value. If you sign up for the Genesis, which is normally $6,000 a month, you're going to get it half off for the first 1,000 people today. And we're offering a bonus up to $3,000 in credits on Dragon Pro. On the fourth month, you'll get the credit back of another additional $3,000 if you sign up for Genesis. So it's like a $6,000 value for the first 1,000 people that sign up today. So today you do not pay for anything. Today, all you do is sign up. And when it comes time to pick which plan you want, basic is free for the first month. Elite is free for the first month. Genesis is half off with a $3,000 credit on the fourth month. But you have to sign up the first 1,000 people today, get that bonus. And we're also going to be offering a perk for anybody who's holding AI Signal or AI Base. When we launch Dragon, whatever tokens you have, if you want to turn them in, we will double the value and give you a credit towards Dragon.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So if you have $5,000 worth of AI Signal because the value went up and you turn them in, you're going to get a $10,000 credit on Dragon. You're going to get a double credit, but it's only for the first 1,000 people that sign up today. Today, today, today. If you got this, whoever, whenever we hit that 1,000, we're cutting it off. You'll get your code. So if you get a code, you're in. It's the people that sign up on socials. Again, the first month on basic is going to be free. The first month on elite will be free. Genesis will be half off. You'll get a $3,000 credit on month four. And if you turn in AI Signal or AI-based tokens because you bought them cheap now and they like doubled or tripled or whatever they do in the future and you turn them in, you're going to get a double credit on on Dragon when we launch. If you turn in and relinquish your tokens, you'll get a double credit in Dragon when we launch. Again, yes. This is just today. So this is our other goodie that we're giving away today. But we've had a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. Let's give the website. That might help again.
Yes. Everyone.
The website. Dragon. Website
is, oh, God.
Dragonpro.app. Okay. Wait. We can't talk at the same time. Dragonpro.app. DragonPro.app. Go sign up today. It says, like, click here or sign up here or something here. click on that, sign up, you'll get a code. You'll automatically get like the basic or elite free. Genesis will be half off plus the credit. And then if you in the future and you're on AI Signal or AI Base, you have extra tokens, you turn them in and relinquish them, you get a double credit on Dragon. So that's today only. Our holders have their own little extra perks that we're going to be giving away too, but that's for all the newbies that are signing up today. No credit card needed, no cash needed today. Just sign up for free today. And then in the future, when you get your code and you want to use these promo specials, and you were one of the first 1,000 that signed up, you get that. And remember, AI Signal is undervalued. It doubled in the last 2 weeks. It went up 2x, 200%. It has the potential to go up another 4x if it hits its all-time high. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. once it pushes past its 2 million all-time high, it will go up on a next leg. ETH has a lot of room to go to. ETH's all-time high was 4,800. We're at 3,750. We still have a lot of room to go there. And if it pushes past its all-time high, we'll go up on another leg too. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. Fed is meeting next week. So next week will be a big week. Rates will probably be flat. Go out, have fun, touch water. Go enjoy life. Go see some friends, family. Go have a drink. Go socialize, call up your mom, say hi, you love her, have fun. But we'll see you all next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.